Nobody really likes buses. It's just that some people have no choice.
I catch the bus every day, Monday through Friday.
Willie Kimbrough has no choice because he uses a wheelchair, so it's tough to navigate long distances on city sidewalks. As he's leaving his job at a disabled rights organization for the night, he and a couple of colleagues, one who's vision impaired and another in a wheelchair, head to a bus stop. They've all got plenty of criticisms of public transit. Take the bus stop across the road. It's blocked by a trash can and the sidewalk's narrow, so when you roll off the wheelchair lift, you're likely to end up in a patch of grass, stuck.
And so a lot of times the bus drivers will let them off in the street because it's actually more accessible. You know, not safe, but more accessible. And then with obstacles like the trash can in the way, blocking the sidewalk, it's impossible to get around there.
Then there's the waiting and the weather. There's no shelter at either stop, so with temperatures in the 40s and a stiff wind, the half hour between buses can seem like a very long time. And on the weekend, forget it. Some buses run every 2 hours, while others don't run at all.
So how are you supposed to get around on the weekend if the bus isn't running?
You have to find alternate transportation.
Or time it just right.
You can't afford to be late, you know.
After nearly 20 minutes, the number 59 appears in the distance.
Yeah, there it is, right there. Our bus is on its way.
But Kimbrough's in for another annoyance. There are only 2 spots for wheelchairs and one's already occupied, so he lets his colleague roll onto the lift. Then the driver checks with his dispatcher to find out how long Kimbrough's going to have to wait.
You're coming this way at about 5:42. About 5:42.
That's nearly another half hour in the cold. I stay with Kimbrough's colleagues on the bus as it pulls away, and through the window I see him zip his jacket a little tighter. Disabled activists say they'd love to see better bus service in St. Louis. Greater frequency, more space for wheelchairs, better bus stops. But unless voters actually decide to raise their own taxes by voting for Proposition M, they'll have to deal with worse service. Transit officials say a lot of cities are facing the same crisis, stemming from the same causes. First, the monthly cost of fuel for all those buses has quadrupled. Then there's the Wall Street crisis. Bob Baer, who runs the St. Louis system, says during the boom, transit agencies tried to improve their cash flow by investing in some exotic financial instruments.
We have swaps. We have treasury strips. We have sale-leaseback programs. We deferred bond payments.
Those were great until the economy tanked. Now they cost money. Finally, there's federal law, which specifies exactly how transit agencies have to make cuts.
We can't just cut buses or trains or call a ride. You have to do it equitably. So in effect, all the service we provide are going to get hit. The handicapped, the elderly are going to get hit. Everything will be cut.
Disabled activists worry most about cuts to that call-a-ride service, a network of vans that carry disabled riders who live too far away from a regular bus or train stop. Sarah Coyle, for example, who sat in her wheelchair in chilly pre-dawn darkness waiting for the van that takes her to work.
Usually they come by 7:30.
Coyle lives with her parents in a leafy suburb more than a mile from the nearest bus stop, in a subdivision with no sidewalks. She worries about how she'll deal with a service cut.
I'm going to have to rely on my family, and I'm very concerned about it because my parents are getting older, and, it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder on them and on me.
For her, transit means the difference between utter dependence on others and a sense of freedom.
It's the ability to get to your job, to get to medical appointments, to participate in community life without having to rely on other people. The chance to be able to just go down the street, whether you walk, whether you use a wheelchair or a motorized scooter, and hop on the bus and get to where you need to go.
A few minutes later, the call-a-ride van pulls up and Coyle rolls onto its lift.
Good morning.
Hi,
morning.
How are you doing?
Okay.
How are you?
Sir, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
All right.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
There's a button pinned to the back of her chair. It reads, "Vote yes on Proposition M." As the van trundles off into the twilight taking her to work, she says she hopes her neighbors are willing to pay a few extra dollars more in taxes so that she can get around on her own. In St. Louis, I'm Rick Carr for Weekend America and Blueprint America.